conversation on this Monday, June 27th. I'm Beth Ann Koslovich. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Beth Ann. Lots of backlash in the wake of the Brexit vote and talk of unintended consequences.
Yeah. Many unintended consequences and people wondering if they cast the wrong vote and regretting what perhaps they've already done. But, you know, it's over for the moment, so we're going to pick it up and see what happens from this point forward. Now, you know that last Friday we woke to an unexpected result to Britain's referendum on its participation in the EU. The UK had decided to leave. Since then, there have been some calls for a do-over, citing a lack of real understanding, as we were just talking about a moment ago, about the vote's implications. Now, regardless of how that turns out, many people around the world are wondering, well, what now? And so are we. We called the State Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism to get a fix on the impact Hawaii may feel from the Brexit. DBED's chief economist, Dr. Eugene Tian, joins us now by phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
How healthy is Hawaii's visitor count from Britain?
Currently, we have about 50,000 visitors from UK.
So, I mean, not huge.
This 50,000 is actually a decrease from the early 1990s. In 1990, visitors from UK was about 100,000. And currently, we are standing at about 50,000.
We're having a really difficult time hearing you. There's a lot of backfeed coming to me from you. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, I can hear you clearly.
Okay, good. I think that's a little bit better. All right. So with about 50,000 visitors from Britain, how concerned are you that the Brexit will change what little bit we feel from the British visitor content?
I think the separation from UK from the EU will impact Hawaii negatively in a certain degree. Although the whole Europe, the total visitor arrivals from European countries is about 143,000. So you can have a feeling about the 143,000 compared with Japan, Japanese visitors, 1.5 million. And you compare with Canadian visitors, is about 500,000. And you compare with Chinese visitors, about 180,000. And you compare with Korean visitors, about 170,000. So the European visitors is relatively small at about 1.7% of Hawaii total visitors. But the impact will be mostly through the visitor spending. It's not so much on the arrivals, on the number of people traveling to Hawaii, but it's on their spending, how much they spend on a daily basis.
Right now, it's a great deal if you happen to be an American in Britain. That usually isn't the case, but for right now, it's going well in that direction. Clearly, what you're saying is that with a lot of uncertainty surrounding what may happen with dollars and the amount that visitors coming from Britain may spend, we should be a little wary. Anything in your mind that sticks out particularly as a difficulty in getting through to those who are in the EU and those who are in Britain about visiting Hawaii?
Yeah, I think there will be some decrease in visitation from UK and maybe coming from European countries as a whole. And we have already seen during the first 4 months, the visitor arrivals, actually, it didn't decrease much, but the spending has been declining from Japan, from Canada, from visitors in other countries, including Europe. So that is the impact of this exchange rate impact, because the dollar will appreciate. That will not impact too much on the U.S. visitors because we are still using the U.S. currency, no exchange rate impact. But from other countries like Japan, and with the appreciation of the U.S. dollar, the Japanese spending will have a negative impact.
So that doesn't seem to be a rosy picture in many fronts or on many fronts. As you look, though, at trying to market Hawaii to Britain now in the wake of Brexit, is that going to be more difficult?
I think this is the marketing is done by the Hawaii Tourism Authority. They actually have a marketing company. It's called Tourism Europe, Hawaii Tourism Europe. I think they may have to do some special marketing and finding some new strategies to attract more visitors. Actually, Hawaii Tourism Authority has been doing diversifying the tourism market. For example, the traditional visitor market in Hawaii is the mainland visitors, consists about 61% of our total visitors and Japanese visitors. And in recent years, we have more visitors coming from other Asia, like China, Korea, and also in the European countries. We actually was an all-time low in 2009, and we actually have increased last year in 2015. So that is due to some marketing. I think the Hawaii Tourism Authority will have to consider some new marketing strategies.
Have you had any conversation with them about what they might need to do, or to just generally talk about what Hawaii might be like in the wake of Brexit?
Yeah, not at my level. We haven't discussed at my level.
If you were to advise them, what would you say?
I think that would be more diversified, even within the European market. Maybe more emphasis on the other growing market, like Germany, France, you know, Switzerland, those other countries.
They're also deeply concerned about the effect that Brexit will have on them. Do you look at Europe as being a little more dicey now for traveling to Hawaii?
I think the impact will be, if this lasts long, I think this impact maybe is talking about 2 years because of the negotiation. I think this ripple impact is coming to the U.S. mainland, and that 61% of the visitors will be negatively impacted. But in terms of export, Hawaii has very small export to the European countries. And we have about $20 billion export. Out of the $20 billion is only about $15 billion are visitor spending. The other export is only $5 billion. It's small. Mostly is to the U.S. mainland. But the U.S. Export or trade balance to U.K. is generally is a deficit, which means we import more from.
Of course. But generally speaking, in this next 2 year period, where we really won't know until we go through it, exactly how the Brexit begins to look both in Europe and what its impact is on Hawaii. What advice are you giving briefly to Hawaii businesses that in some way or other have something to do with British or any visitor?
Yeah, I think we just. I think first we don't need to worry too much. I think there are some opportunities, some challenges. I think there will be uncertainty during the next maybe 2 years. I think mostly is on the political aspect. So I think the economic impact to Hawaii might be not a significant one. But if this lasts long and uncertainty is long, there will be an impact on the U.S. visitors. So we have some challenges. And I think my advice to the business is just do business as usual, and we just treat the European visitors as usual, and with our aloha spirit. And I think that's it.
All right, Dr. Tian, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Dr. Eugene Tian is the chief economist with the Hawaii State Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism. His office conducts studies on economic issues and produces the state's official economic forecast and the State of Hawaii data book.